time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's definitely got the look again, as always, bright and cheery on this Friday morning. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Paul Ramo. How are you today?
It's good. I'm doing great, I think.
Yeah, got to have that mic by me. Sorry.
There you go. Speaking of the mic, that helps a lot.
So. Okay, thank you.
Hey, and I want to wish you a happy birthday a day early, Monica. It's your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. That is so wonderful to say. I made it. I made it.
You made it.
Few years.
Another year.
Yeah.
Around the sun, Monica.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Looking better than ever.
Thank the Lord. Just think, a year ago, I was getting out of the hospital in Sioux Falls after a knee replacement.
Oh, is that a year ago already?
Yeah, when they said we'll do it on Halloween, October 31st.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a little nervous. Probably the blood pressure went a little higher, and people would say, what day? And I'd say, oh, October 31st. I said, oh, hope it's a trick or a treat. And everyone would say, oh, it's going to be a treat, Monica. But I thought, who gets a surgery on Halloween? And then when my husband and I got there early that morning and we're checking in and we see all these people in the room, these rooms, he said, evidently, it's just not you. I think then the blood pressure started settling down
there
a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you kind of healed up on that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. So, Fashionista Friday. We've got a lot to talk about. It's fall. The leaves are falling. And they had some snow to the east of us yesterday.
Yes. And that's why I thought it was so fitting. We're hunting for fashions at Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Awesome Dawson. And we're having that great craft show Saturday at the School Commons. I think it's 9 to 3. Don't quote me exactly on the price, on the place, but it's 9 to 3. And so I'm excited for Dawson to have a craft show in town. And if you want to stop on over, I'm kind of kitty corner from the school. And I'm still very thankful for Thanksgiving coming up, but being a retail store, I have to, you know, kind of set the Christmas mode.
Oh, you're hitting Christmas.
Oh, then. My all gosh. Right. I had to wait till after Halloween, which was wonderful. I had all these fun kids come in with their outfits and their families and handed out treats. And it's sentimental to me. Last year, I had a few people reach out like, where are you? Like, you know, because they know I usually dress up in my witch costume.
Oh, okay.
I'm a witch.
Oh, really?
A good witch.
A good witch.
And so that was a big deal. I take that to the hilt. So I might be a little tired today, but not bad. You know, I am getting up there in age.
Yeah, I saw your post. You look like a good witch.
Oh, I try.
Yep. You had a lot of kids on Main Street,
yes,
Dawson,
we had
too.
A lot. One second here.
And Madison, also on Madison, a lot of kids on Main Street last night. And we had at our home, at our house, we had a so, probably the most kids we've had in a long, long time.
So. Oh, I had a ton of kids. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So I thought, gearing up for the winter, I thought I'd focus a lot on coats today.
All right. You brought a lot of coats into the studio. What do we got?
Brought a lot of coats. And then I'm trying to get a few more black coats, like the black coat I wore in. I'm trying to get a few more of them. They're the light and airy. People know about the packable coats. And so I wanted to show you some coats and some boots and some gloves. I think some gloves still down there.
Okay,
but
I'll
look at this cute little short red jacket. You know, a lot of times when we face the colder temperatures and stuff, it's fun, as ever, to have a red festive jacket. Look at how this is so cute. It's red and navy.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that pop good with denim or just out and about when you're crafting, going looking for crafts? I just think that's fun and festive.
It looks Christmassy, too.
Yes. I mean, I have a red coat, go figure. I kind of like to have seasonal coats, too. Some coats are heavier, some are lighter. But basically, I don't like really heavy coats. So if we can have light coat and a warmth, and this is one of my faves, and this is one of my favorite colors. It's like a Bordeaux rust color. And I think that's rich looking, and I had to pair that with my vegan leather purse with the fun guitar strap. Now, I think this is so cute. I personally own this purse. Why do I love it so much? It's lightweight. And I don't have much in it, so I have to check. Every time I put it around my shoulder, I have to check and see if my wallet's in there.
Oh, okay.
Just because I get shoulder issues once in a while, my neck, and no one should carry a real heavy purse.
You call that a guitar strap.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like a guitar
strap.
Yes,
and that's what they call them, and I just think they're so fun and festive, and I happen to just love this color. Now, this is the lightweight coat I'm talking about, and I have it in black, too, and then you can get it longer length, and it's packable.
Okay.
So
now, is that a kind of a quilty, puffy, or I don't know.
So guess what? The puffiness, no. No women wants puffy anymore.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Say what the word says.
Puffy.
It makes us look puffy,
okay. And
we don't need no more puff. So let me get you clear. So anyway, this is a lightweight, but yet it's got warmth to it. And look at this cute sweater underneath. I mean, this is just a cutie patootie. And if somebody wants to come and buy this for a gift, I'd wrap her all up just like this.
Something I like about you, Monica, you're so talented at matching colors.
Oh, I just love it.
That's a great color scheme you
well,
got going
and
there.
The thing of it is, it's something I've done my entire life. That's how I got my first job. I went into a store, Marisa's, with my mom and Marshall, because that was our area that we lived in by Minioda on a farm. And the lady right away said to me, I want to give you a call and see if you want a job. And I thought, I get to watch soap operas in the summer when I don't have to go to school. I live on the farm. I think that's pretty cool. But no, we worked there for 3 years.
Oh, you worked at Marisa's. That was in the mall, I think, in Marshall, wasn't it?
Yep. And because she liked how I helped my mom.
Yep. Good.
Yeah. I just love helping
people.
Well,
that coat you just had there, that was a good color scheme.
Oh, I love that color scheme.
Yep.
And then I'm going to quick throw these gloves through because I know how time flies when we're having fun.
Yep.
And please stop into Monica's. I'll be open today till 6 and tomorrow 10 to 5. Look at these plaid gloves. And when I mean we're hunting for fashions, I mean we're hunting for fashions because I'm finding all these fun gloves.
You brought a lot of gloves in.
Look at these.
What's that, kind of a Halloween print or not?
You know, it's all the fall colors like orange, tan, lavender. Oh, and I have a magenta coat that it would be cute with, or the orange coat would be so cute with. Oh, come on in and get a pair of gloves. And these fit good, and they have a touch screen.
You always need a new pair of gloves each fall.
Always, especially because, you know, as the season goes by, we might have one, and the other one is somewhere else. So, and then this red little plaid, this is super cute.
Another pair of gloves, plaid,
yes.
Plaid gloves.
And
plaid, is plaid always in?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And the thing of it is when we're embracing Thanksgiving time, Christmas time, I'm still thankful for everything I have. I'm going to have a little Thanksgiving display by my home door. I'm going to keep that Thanksgiving-y. Fall, and then by my store, it's going to be full-blown Christmas.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to have both going on.
Both going on at the same time.
Because I'm very thankful and blessed that I still can do this. And look at this. And I have big hands. They fit.
Yeah.
And they're soft and cozy.
It looks like a Zsa Zsa Gabor glove.
Oh, I just loved her. Loved her. And then, another pair, since we're on a roll.
Is that leopard print?
Look at darling. Paul Raymond. Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah. That looks sharp.
Oh. And then cozy. And we are getting into the time of glove time. Okay. Now, this is like a raspberry red and black.
Cool.
Feel this, Paul Raymond. That'd be perfect to put on.
It's amazing how light it feels.
Light, airy, soft, cozy. Wouldn't that be fun to put on during the going to craft show?
No, that designer looks hunting for fashion.
Yep. I love it, see? So that's why I'm finding all these fun things, and I've been having a blast. And this cute vest, I want you to know, is adorable with a gray top underneath, because I like to try to put underneath things that I think you might already have in your wardrobe. And this vest, drum roll, is reversible.
Oh, it's a reversible coat.
So we spilled coffee on here, let's say.
Which I do often.
And guess what? You just reverse it and you got a new vest. How fun is that, Paul Ramo?
Awesome.
I think you should take a picture of me.
That's a long-sleeve sweater there,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think you need to take a picture.
All right, let's take a picture. All right, there we go. How's that?
Perfect. So, and then the top, what Monica's wearing, is Monica wanted to put something really soft and cozy on. So I got the scuba knit, and I just got this, and I thought, you know what? It's my birthday weekend. I'm going to wear a new top. And it's cozy, and I've got it on with black leggings.
I like the color.
And look at my sparkly shoes.
Wow, you got your leg up there on the desk. Pretty easy.
Yep, I got a new knee now.
You got a
she
new knee now.
Good.
You can do that.
Yep, she works pretty good.
You're pretty flexible.
Oh, yeah.
What's that color on the top you're wearing? What is that color?
What color do you think it is?
Well, it's kind of a pinkish orange. Or
yeah, and
peach,
so
peach,
I don't know
peach.
Where they got pink in there.
Peach?
Because when I ordered it, I got to put this shoe on. So people are going to say, well, what does that shoe like? A little blingy.
Oh, yeah.
And they're comfy.
Did you just take that off your foot?
Yep.
Oh.
But, yeah, so it's called Melon. And the rep said it's pinkish orange, but in the picture it didn't look it. So I took a chance on it, and I love it because, to me, it's an orangey color, but it's not so stark.
Right.
And it's kind of soft, and actually, I love it. It's comfy.
Talk about the jewelry you got on.
Oh, yes. That's my statement necklace from Jean Menden Silver.
Oh, yeah.
And earrings to match.
Good. She does a good, great job, doesn't
she? She's more than great. She's awesome and excellent at everything she does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
if you have a new pair of gloves, why not get a new pair of boots?
Paul Ramo, you are so awesome. So look at these boots. Fun, festive, got fur inside. Oh, do I want to leave it down or do I want to put it up?
Oh.
And notice the lacing in the back. How cute is that?
So they can be a short boot or a long boot.
Yes, and they're made in the U.S. of A.
Nice.
I really like that.
Yep.
And then Minnesota grip.
Nice.
So you don't slip, because I'm kind of prone to slipping.
Yeah.
But I don't want to slip no more.
Oh, yeah, that's a rugged grip on the back of the boot.
And this is sheepskin, and it's got a memory foam insole. And this is our favorite color, that buckskin tan, straight 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Bring me a jacket back like this that would fit me with some fringes on it.
Gosh,
I'm hoping for finding them again.
You belong at Woodstock.
Yeah, I was hoping to find them again. Maybe if I'm good girl and I go to Vegas in February for market, we'll see. Oh, 2 minutes? It's perfect timing. I left this for last.
Oh, look at that.
Look at our fur coat. I have one left.
Fur coat.
And I didn't know I had it.
Animal print?
Animal print, yep.
Okay.
And I didn't know I had it in my vacation room. And I love it.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's so darn cozy.
That looks very warm if you have that on.
It's one extra large left. And whoever comes in and is an extra large, this is the coat to have. And I'd like everybody to sign up for a $64 gift certificate.
Okay. All right, we've got about a minute left. What's happening at Monica's Apparel on Chestnut Street?
Well,
Monica,
come wish me a happy birthday. Have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. Sign up for a $64 gift certificate. And just to sweeten the pot for this weekend, I want to give a free gift with purchase. And I want you to sign up for a free $64 gift certificate. I don't know if you wonder why it's 64.
Because it's your birthday tomorrow?
Yes, I want to give a 64.
Nice.
I like to give. And don't forget about this cute little navy purse, too.
All right.
Did we do good, Paul Ramo?
We did good. We timed it out perfectly.
Oh, Paul.
We got through everything.
Yeah, but Paul, my top?
Yeah.
I have it in gray, black, wine, navy.
Sweet.
Cream.
All right. When are you open again?
I'm open when I get back to Awesome Dawson, 10 to 6 today and 10 to 5 on Saturday, my birthday.
All right. Shop Monica. Start your Christmas shopping early.
Yes. And I wrap and have gift bags.
All right. And you have a great birthday tomorrow, Monica.
Oh, thank you so much. And you have a great day, Paul Ramo.
I will. Minneota football. That's your hometown.
Ooh, yes. Go Minneota.
All right. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening to Fashionista Fridays.
92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Palm. The Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office says the man suspected of abducting a pregnant woman and her four kids at gunpoint this morning near Brainerd is in custody. Deputies say 35-year-old Chad Anarud is also accused in the shooting death of 62-year-old Lyle Mask of Brainerd. Investigators say Anarud shot Mask and then allegedly took Nicole Dobson and